Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur einen Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Once upon a time, there was a peaceful village at the bottom of a beautiful hill. But these things cannot last, as an evil army led by a villainous man came and took what wasn't his. But these things too cannot last, as one day, a brave girl wearing glass slippers snuck into the villainous man's castle and took back what wasn't his. For her bravery, the village made her their leader, and for her grace, they gave her a name.
The entire statue begins slowly pivoting on the spot, and then you notice that it also slowly begins to sink into the earth until finally, underneath the statue, a set of spiral stairs, ancient stone stairs, slowly reveal themselves, leading into something vile.
I draw Cinder.
It feels almost like Cinder is urging you forwards, but also I don't know how to describe it, because Cinder's not really communicating with you, but it feels like Cinder has come home to a place it is unfamiliar to.
If the spear is feeling like it wants to go forward, my first thought is, oh, it's Dad's spear. Like, Dad was really brave. He'd go in, he'd do this, but I'm really scared. Well, no, every time I've tried to be brave, it's to try and impress Dad to be like him. But I am like him, and he's tried to keep me not brave. He's tried to frighten me my whole life, and I am as brave as him because I am him, and I step forward.
The oppressiveness of the space weighs even heavier on you, and you keep feeling like you can hear something, but all you can hear is silence. There is nothing to be heard. It's the quiet of the grave here. You alternatively feel like you can hear breathing, then you think it's maybe your own heartbeat, then you feel like it's a rumble deep beneath your feet, the earth itself breathing or sighing out loud, then you feel like it's the sound somehow of the earth holding its breath, and finally you settle on, there is nothing to hear but, as I said, the quiet of the grave.
Now I'm angry because this is scary. And this is exactly what Dad would be doing on his adventures. And he made himself sound so brave, and he clearly wasn't. Because if I'm him and I'm as brave as him and the sword's pulling me in because I'm meant to be here, then how did he make me feel like that my whole life and I keep walking?
Tiffany is walking. Yeah. Soon to be in darkness.
Yeah, I take okay. Holy Avenger out and just sort of grip it. And just to sort of steal myself from the oppressive thing, just to give me one last blip of joy before I face horror, I take out the Eye of Hate and I would like to see what my nemesis is up to.
Stop doing that!
Looking through the Eye of Hate, you see a vision swims before you out of the eye. You see it looks like a cavern, a huge cavern, but it can't be a cavern because the walls, floor, and ceiling are made of meat.
What?! You gotta stop looking in that eye, bro.
He's fucked.
Pip is walking slowly through it, looking all around him like he's expecting an ambush. You see there are a few other figures there with him, but you only catch the edges of who these figures are.
Can I see maybe the number of people with him, potentially? Maybe like a handful?
It'd be not double digits. It'd be single digits.
But a reasonable amount.
High single digits, yeah.
Oh, you're all dead.
Something moves. The meat moves. And the vision ends.
Is Doodoo looking at this?
Or no, just only like, you can see it.
Does she like? Is she like? Are you going to go after? Like,
maybe if you're there, if you dwell for long enough, Doodoo thunk, hits you from behind, right, really on your ribs and really hard.
I have a shell.
It hurts.
Whoa! Oh, sorry, I just checking up on some family business.
You now realize she's whispering, muttering something to herself. And do you know Dwarven?
I don't.
It sounds like a chant. Maybe a prayer. You're not sure.
You're right back there.
Yeah, go, go, go.
I begin following Tiffany at a quick pace.
You recognize the Dwarven religion, the Dwarven pantheon, is reverence of the elders. They treat their elders like gods, essentially. Specifically past kings, queens, and leaders of various types. You recognize her invoking the names of some of them. All right.
This is going to be bad. Yeah, oh yeah.
When Pop steps into the space, the light finally reaches the ceiling and your head is... Well, actually, no, it'd be just barely brushing Pop's head. The ceiling is not very tall indeed. The spaces around you seem to have these little alcoves. So it's more rock walls, but the rock walls have indents in them where it looks like you might lie down to sleep almost.
Mm-hmm. Sleep forever.
To sleep, perchance, to dream.
I mean, can I have it? I don't want to get in the little things that they want me to get in. I think that's a bit cooked. Can I poke around at them?
You have a look. It looks like a space waiting for something.
That's bad. I'm not doing that.
Adam.
Yeah?
My archaeological brains. Do I recognize these as being like, are we in a crypt? Is this a crypt? Is this where bodies go?
Be a crypt, yeah.
Yeah. All I'm imagining in my head is like, I'm in one of them Skyrim dungeons. One of them corpses is going to stand up in a minute and yell at me.
Hey, these little alcoves are quite clearly where bodies are meant to be laid.
Where are the bodies, Adam?
Not here.
Good.
This is bad. This is a tomb. And based on the age of this place and the nature of the stonework, etc., then this should be an old family tomb.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah. And so there should be a lot of corpses down here, Horns.
I'm so mad I don't even respond. If I can be this scared, and I know for a fact that my dad was this scared, how could he leave me alone that much? I thought he was brave, and I thought that meant he didn't get feelings like this, but he did, so he knows how I felt. I am incandescent with rage.
That's fair.
She starts to glow.
I don't care about the crypts. Okay, I'm going to have relatives walking around. I'll tell on him. Guess what your great-grandson did? Yeah, I'm related to you. Jesus Christ. I'm dobbing.
I have a feeling there's either none here on purpose and we're not going to see any of them because we're in them.
Okay.
That's my theory.
We're in them?
The darkness is, I assume something really bad happened down here.
Blood of grace, come to me.
I assume I can't hear that, Adam.
No, you hear it.
I'm coming.
That rocks.
What do you want?
My hands are so tied on Holy Fender.
Blood of grace.
For what?
You tread deeper. Horns, maybe don't go the disembodied evil voice.
I agree with the idiot.
I can see the spiking my own hand.
I can drop you.
Thudu, you, if you're not looking over, you don't see it, but you do feel it. Thudu turns her head to look at you as best as she can. Give it a try.
It would be rude to do so, but otherwise I would.
Well, what are we going to do? Are we going to go back? You going to leave?
No, we keep going, but maybe don't egg it on.
Not egging it on. I'm not doing shit. Keep walking.
Child of grace.
So everyone else knew. That's fine.
You keep moving in and the darkness keeps revealing, keeps birthing before you further and further alcoves for people to lie and rest. Finally, you encounter an occupied one. You can see there is a sarcophagus of sorts. There is carved upon it the visage of presumably the person inside. It looks personalized. It doesn't look generic.
Do I recognize this person? Why would I? Dad would not have told me my family history.
No, does it match anyone from inside the...
Oh, yeah, do I recognize anyone?
The portrait room.
You do recognize it. Both of you recognize it. It's Lady Anel, your mother.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Though you have never met her, her resemblance to that in the painting is unmistakable. Would there be anything here?
I think
probably quite decayed or desiccated because there's not much moisture down here. Mm-hmm. There would be like the remains of like, not like a shrine, but like flowers that have been left here probably periodically and removed. And what you might be seeing is the last time that Sir Grace left flowers here that have become desiccated and dry in his absence.
So he has a heart maybe at some point.
Okay, so, and I see those flowers too. Cool. So, okay, so I have spent so much of my adventures learning about what a mum is and what they do and how they're like. And I assumed that a mum, you know, is similar to a dad. Obviously, they've got different vibes. So the mum...
I'm a mum, not a dad.
Yep.
We all have mum tattoos.
Yep. And we know...
You do both have mum tattoos.
We know about mums. But she was with my dad, and my dad loved her so much. So if my dad is actually my dad, but he's not really a dad in the way that I thought a dad was meant to be. I thought he wasn't really my dad because he wasn't really my dad, but he was really my dad and he hasn't been acting like a dad. So who's to say that this was actually a mum?
Oh,
do you voice that or does that stay in?
That's in. Oh my God, that's in. I look at the flowers and think he really loved her. So it's actually, she was the one who got chosen. I didn't get chosen. Fuck. I thought I got... That was the one thing I had.
Those flowers definitely are... He kept bringing flowers here long after you'd been born. Obviously, of course. I mean, it's her grave. Mm. He showed a corpse more love than he showed you.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely he did. That's great. And if he's coming down here, then it actually can't be that fucking bad, can it? Why keep walking?
Okay.
Horns, just... I just... In case, do you want me to check?
I point at the sarcophagus.
Sure.
Don't disturb the dead, you fool. No good can come of it.
Oh, and it's real good in here, is it?
Oh, all right. Well, I guess if we're a bit on fire, we should keep putting ourselves on fire, huh?
I just want to make sure she's in there and not lurching around in the tomb somewhere.
Damn fool. Fool of a creature. What do you think you're doing?
Just checking, just, you know, looking out for her, you know, making sure...
She's probably right and I don't care.
Lady Adele was a good woman.
All right. Fuck me. Okay. Horns.
Are you doing
that? Turn me around.
What?
Turn me around.
Motherfucker. All right. I double check. Just, do I have a spell to make legs work?
You turn around and now Thudu is face to face with you, Tiffany. Your mother... Thudu looks like she's trying to... She's not about to cry, but there is something choking her throat. Your mother was a good woman. And your father, when they met, there was something there. But the man who claims his body today is not the man she met. And your mother, if she was alive today, I know for a fact she would love you with every ounce of her being.
She never met me. My dad loved me before he met me, and I know what it's like to love my dad and how much it costs. So I don't really think it would have mattered that she loved me. It wouldn't have changed anything.
Thudu gives a heavy sigh. Well, I've said my piece. Turn me back around.
So Pop's had some growth, but this is annoying. Turns around, but it's fine.
I keep walking.
I keep up.
What am I meant to believe? Like, oh no, she actually would have loved me. What does that do?
Yeah, how's that help?
Is that helping me?
No.
Oh, it's all right. The person you killed during childbirth. No, she would have loved you fine.
She would have loved you, dude.
Sarcophagus after sarcophagus is revealed, one after another, equal number to the number of portraits, until 8 sarcophagi are revealed. Each one, as I stated, is unique, has the visage of someone carved upon it. It ends with, in a place of prominence, is the first sarcophagi, that of Cinder herself. As you approach this final sarcophagi, Cinder, in your hands, flares to life. Or even if you're not wielding Cinder, if you had it stowed somewhere, Cinder flares to life, the flames ripple along it, and it sheds enough light that the area around you, it feels like the darkness is forced back. You can see at this end here, there is three things. a large space just past the sarcophagi, which would be almost like a workstation, I imagine. Would you like to describe the workstation a
little
bit?
Yeah, I think it would be like a workstation. All the elegance of House Grace is absent here. This is a place of dark business. I imagine the bench on which the work is done is it's rough. It's just big, thick, rustic planks laid down on top of like some kind of trestle. I imagine that there are many tools on like a kind of back wall behind that bench. And these would be gristly looking too, and possibly like stained and specked with rust and blood. I imagine there would be on this workbench as well, and possibly in like a bookshelf or many bookshelves around this, tomes, lots and lots of tomes, and probably artifacts too, but like less clear artifacts than those in the trophy room or those in the treasury.
Armory.
The armory, yeah. These would be stranger, darker, less like coherent shapes. Stuff where you look at it, you know, that's an instrument of maybe torture, but in what way you like couldn't properly conceive. And then I think the floor of this space would be swept clean, and there would be the remains of many, like a sigil that had been sort of like imprinted on the ground and then wiped away, and then another sigil imprinted on the ground and wiped away. Carvings too, maybe if the you know, on the walls, in the dirt, in the stone. This would be some great evil was done in this place.
You see a podium, and upon it is a leather-bound tome. Everything about this book, as mundane as the book appears, everything about this book screams no. Bad, evil.
There possibly as well, on top of the podium, would be some apparatus for viewing it through multiple different lenses to be able to zoom in on pages, to be able to, I don't know, view it through layers of abstraction or through different hues, that kind of thing, yeah. Additionally, on a sort of rack, almost, is the desiccated kind head? Of bulbous head of an alhoon, of a illithid like creature with lots of tentacles hanging down, and the upper torso as well. But it's clear that the lower torso, everything from its upper torso down, has been removed, and its guts hang kind of limp from its body down onto the floor. It probably has one arm still intact, but the other arm has been chopped off just above the elbow, and you can see the bone sticking out, as well as like ligaments and veins that have possibly been strung up individually on the rack too. Possibly even some of its tentacles have been sort of pinned in place to reveal its mouth, which I don't think Alhoon have teeth, but it's clear that a lot of damage has been done.
No, Alhoon have teeth.
The teeth are shattered in many places, as though they've been broken with a stone or some kind of heavy implement.
It gives very, I think the aura of it, or the vibe of it, would be very, like you've pinned an insect
yes,
up to
absolutely.
Have a look at it with its splayed open.
It's possibly missing an eye too, I would say.
Then you see two other things. To the left, there is
two other things.
Christ almighty.
Fuck.
Two separate things. Left, a passageway that leads into darkness. And to the right, you can see that there is a separate space. Quite obviously, the treasury. You can see chests and lockers and other places to store just coins.
Pop's fingers are itchy.
Does the Alhoon look, I don't know, like, obviously it suffered, but, like, is there any, I'm looking for an expression on the Alhoon's face.
The Alhoon died so long ago, it's impossible to tell cause or how it died. It's just dead.
Cool. So everyone in this tomb got a burial, and my dad was picking apart a thing he thought was a monster, and he didn't even care to put it away.
Thurdu.
Aye.
You recognize this geezer. I turn her around to look at the Alhoon.
She swears in Dwarven.
I take that as yes.
By the king's bones! That's an Alhoon! The Alhoon!
What do you mean?
She starts breathing really heavily.
I turn her back away from the Alhoon.
Both of you realize something's wrong. She's breathing way too heavily.
I take her off my back. Yes. I put her on the ground away from the Alhoon.
She starts clutching at her chest.
Fucking hell!
Adam!
Can I
the
use...
light from her hammer goes out, and now Cinder is the only light.
No.
Can I use Cure Wounds or Lesser Restoration to stop a heart attack?
No. Oh, Lesser Restoration, I'd say, stops a heart attack.
Great. I'm going to cast Lesser Restoration at a third level.
You cast Lesser Restoration.
It's all right. Doo-doo. Pay attention to me. Come on. Watch this. It's all right. I put a hand on her
chest. Her breathing slows down, yeah. It's the a long time ago. We encountered that in a... It was the same day... Thudu looks up at you, Tiffany, the same day your parents met.
That's not in any of the books.
No, you won't find that in any of the tales. This creature, an Alhoon, it's an Illithid that strayed from its own kind. Illithids, mind flayers, as they're sometimes called, they're masters of mental magic. They feast upon brains of other creatures and use their own powerful psychic abilities to manipulate the weave and communicate with each other. They're a hive mind of sorts, controlled by an elder brain. But sometimes, individual illithids or mind flayers, they encounter arcane magic, written magic typically, and they can become enchanted, bewitched by it. They turn from the elder brain, from their hive mind, and become engrossed in magic's most foul. This such creature is an Alhoon who was turned from its own kind, so evil that even their own vicious cycle rejects them. We fought and killed such a creature, but at a high price. I thought its remains had been destroyed, but clearly I was wrong. The Alhoon we fought with your father, it had a... She looks at the plinth where that book is prominently displayed. It had a... Words of power. I did not realize your father had taken that one.
I mean, I'm guessing that's what we've been looking for, right?
I think it would be.
Well, that's a book. That's treasure.
Wasn't so scary after all.
Horns, I do. Why did you say that? You didn't have to say that. You couldn't say
blood of Cinder.
Son of a bitch.
The Alhoon head slowly raises.
Yeah. No. Absolutely not.
One of its esophaguses wraps around the book and drags it towards itself.
Cinder through its head.
You heft and throw. Cinder thong deflects off a magical shield, lands clunk, 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 on the ground. The second you are no longer holding Cinder, the light goes out. You are both, all three of you, sorry.
But isn't the hammer back on again?
No, she hasn't had a chance to do that yet. The three of you are bathed in darkness.
Dark vision can't do anything?
Dark vision cannot penetrate this.
I cannot have my revenge on your father, but I will take it out on you and Thudu, who slew me once.
You hear crack, 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 crack. Crack!
Son of a bitch! Is Holy Avenger really excited all of a sudden, Adam?
Holy Avenger trembles with fear.
Yeah, this
definite fear. 8 shapes stand in the darkness and will go to initiative.
8 corpses in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Who said 8? Yeah, look.
You did.
You heard 8 noises.
Yeah.
I said 8 things that you can see. Who said 8? Okay, whole massacre. Several massacres have happened here.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill.
There's
that.
A lot of bodies in this dirt.
I'm killing that tentacle. That boy's so dead.
So the hands go first.
Sorry, the what?
Did you say that?
Who's
the hands?
Wait,
the hands. Yeah,
wait.
Plural.
Hand after hand after hand sprouts like flowers out of the dirt beneath you and grab at you. Tiffany, you, with maybe like a start, leap away as the hands, they retract from where they were and leap out where you're going, trying to grab you. You are, though, able to dodge them for now. Pop.
I'm not as dexterous.
Hands grab at any purchasable part of your body, every single one of your belts, and drag you down. You thump, hit the ground. You are face down, planted firmly on the ground, unable to move. Thudu.
Where's my sword?
Your sword's at your side. Maybe okay. still in one of your hands.
Yeah, okay.
Thudu somehow escapes.
Good honor.
She, grabbing her hammer, rolls in the dirt and away from the hands. Tiffany, it's your turn. You can't see the owl hoon head or what, or the
or
corpse.
Or Cinder.
You can't see Cinder. You can't see the owl hoon. You can't see the corpses that came out of the sarcophagi.
I saw, what?
What?
Okay, I saw where Cinder fell, right?
Yeah, you saw where Cinder fell, yes.
Can I leap to it?
You can run over there, yeah.
I'll do that.
All right.
Also, like, if Thudu's like, this is the... I know that fight. I know of that fight, because that's the only time I ever really heard him talk, was talking about his fights. He talked about that one, and now I know for a fact this was the worst one. Yeah. I've done everything else up until this point, and I've lived, and it's not been fine, but it... I'm here. Thudu survived the last one.
We fought a lich in a cave. He made the only man who showed me kindness vanish, and I was rude to him. We can do this.
I'm angry.
Fair enough.
I'm getting Cinder. It's my birth. No, if my dad could do this, and he was all so brave and mighty about it, I'm killing this thing. Oh, my dad couldn't. I'll just do it out of spite, to be honest. And this guy wants to kill my dad. I'll work with him. I don't care.
Sprinting through the darkness, you pass a corpse that was quite clearly once long ago your ancestor.
I thought I couldn't see anything.
No, they appear out of the darkness. Your dark vision's just very limited right now. Okay. Yeah. Out of the darkness it appears, it is a, as I said, quite clearly it was once one of your ancestors. The robes are now long tattered. The armor has somewhat of a sheen. It might have been magical, but the magic has quite clearly faded with time. A skeletal hand clutches at a sword, which it swings at you as you run past. You are struck by the sword.
Uh-oh.
You take 8 points of damage. You sprint right past that corpse, and you can see in your periphery almost the Alhoon head. It's one good eye tracking you as you run past it, and you get to Cinder. You can pick Cinder up. Cinder's in your hands again. The second you hold it, you say...
Cinder.
Cinder flares to life. Flames erupt from Cinder. They are harmless to you, but you know from the desk you destroyed, they are not harmless to others.
I start swinging.
All right, at the Alhoon head?
Whatever's closest.
You sprint forwards and try to drive... It would be the Alhoon head. So you try to drive the spear into the Alhoon body. You strike the Alhoon head. And I'm going to say that you also cast Green Flame Blade as you're doing it.
Oh, yeah. I love Green Flame Blade.
You deal 18 points of damage to the Alhoon. The
I'll help you kill him.
What an unexpected turn of events.
Do you really want to make a deal with this creature?
I don't think he'll listen.
Fair enough, actually. You drive the spear into the Alhoon. You're aiming for the head, but that magical barrier forces the spear tip downwards, and you strike instead at its many drooling, dripping guts beneath it. The spear gets caught up in them. You can see that it's trying to grab it, and it tries to wrest it from your control. But as soon as that happens, Cinder flares once again, and all of those guts become completely incinerated. You think briefly of the thousands of different times. Clearly, this Alhoon has not fought your father as many times as the Necro Wizard. Because any tale with the Necro Wizard has inevitably the Necro Wizard screaming in agony as he does the exact same thing. You deal 18 points of damage to the Alhoon, and that was your turn, Tiffany. It's now the Alhoon's turn.
No contracts with the blood of Cinder, only death.
And then it's going to hit you with a little thing I like to call Mind Blast.
Uh-oh.
Tiffany, you pass the saving throw. Your thoughts, for a brief moment, your surface thoughts explode in a series of images. You see your father's entire life play out before your eyes 1,000 times in 6 seconds.
Fuck it.
So I know everything now?
You take 17 points of damage. No, none of it stays.
Oh.
Man,
yeah, but that would cause 17 points.
And you got to see your dead mom so many times.
You watch your mother die again and again and again. And then suddenly you're standing. You throw it off. You shake your head. You throw it off and you're standing in that dark room again. It feels like this happened decades ago. This room happened decades ago, but you're standing here again. Then that was the Alhoun's turn.
I'm still mad.
It's Thudu's turn. You see a little orb of light. And then the large orb that is what Cinder casts and the smaller orb, which is what Thudu casts, connect, allowing you to watch as Thudu, it was obvious before, but you now see it. The sarcophagi have been broken open and the corpses of your ancestors fight you now. All of them standing armed with various different weapons. Similarly, they have various stages of tattered and decaying arms and armor. Some of them look like they were once maybe more magically inclined. They're not buried with armor. There are various different weapons. One of them, the furthest away from you, your mother, wears only just fine clothes. No weapon or arms or armor. She was not an adventurer like your father.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. I'm going to have to kill my mother again. Good stuff.